The debate surrounding Silent Sam on campus continued today. Anti-racist demonstrators held a day of action that began at the county courthouse and continued with an afternoon rally on campus that started at 1:45 this afternoon, and it's just wrapped up. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge was at the rally. He's just gotten back to the station and joins us here now in the studio. What went on?
Yeah, so they had a list of demands that they were delivering today, and this was... It feels like, as everything is, this was connected to Silent Sam, the Confederate monument on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. This is more focusing on the policing tactics of the subsequent protest after the statue was pulled down from its pedestal. They have been an increasing police presence since that August 20th rally at the three subsequent rallies where there have been both Silent Sam supporters and opponents at the site at the same time. At that first rally, there was nothing separating the groups. At the two after that, there was kind of a corral set up that allowed the Confederate monument supporters to go stand at the base of the monument while everyone else was kept kind of on the outside. And during those two, the last two, protest, they were allowed to park in Moorhead Planetarium and walked over, kind of escorted over by police, and those tactics were the target of some of these demands today, just hitting the high notes on these five demands that were issued today by this Defend UNC group that has kind of organized out of these protests. One would be to stop the criminal proceedings against the 25 UNC anti-racist protesters, and I'm just reading these demands directly here. Those are the individuals who have been arrested so far protesting Silent Sam. Two would be stop police brutality and excessive force. Whenever they were talking about that, they were talking about the use of pepper spray, which we saw at least a couple of times at the August 30th rally, and also police using bicycles to form kind of mobile barricades and making contact with protesters in some of those cases. Third would be to stop inviting outside police agencies onto our campus. We've seen this kind of as a growing sentiment, specifically with one police department in general, the Greensboro Police Department coming over, and some of the anti-Silent Sam protesters feeling as though they were excessive in the force that they used. Four, stop coordinating with white supremacists and racists, and that would be, you know, setting up the parking and allowing them all of that space in terms of the parking lot and organizing that up front. Five, stop targeting, harassing, and spying on anti-racist protesters. And that, again, goes back to before the Silent Sam statue was pulled down in terms of undercover surveillance that was going on by UNC police and things like that. So that was the purpose of today's event, was to attempt to deliver those demands to the administration at UNC.
Did they?
Well, we saw Chancellor Carol Fault along with Provost Bob Lewin and a couple of other kind of senior level members of the administration at UNC out before the protest really began, and as it was getting started, they walked back into South Building. That's where this was taking place, right in front of the main administrative building there on the campus. And we were told after the fact by UNC communication staff that the protesters were able to give Fault a copy of the demands at that time. That happened. That must have happened before I got there. But we did see Fault out there in the same area as the protesters before the rally began. They attempted to walk up and knock on the door and walk into South Building. It was locked today. There are a couple of other things going on with the Big Red Ball Project, which we heard about here on the Air and Tech Show yesterday. Yeah. That is set up directly in front of the South Building door. It's wedged in between two of the columns, so you have to kind of work around that to get to the door, but the door was locked today.
So a couple of things. First of all, I assume that UNC has gotten some calls. We've gotten some calls here about from people who thought that the red ball was connected to the protest, and they were happening at the same place at the same time. Actually, that's a coincidence. There was a kickoff event that was scheduled for South Building today for the Red Ball Project that got put off because of the rally. Right. But other than that, there's no connection between the two.
They still put the ball in place. The event kind of around it.
And that'll be moving around campus and around town over the next week. So we'll see that at a bunch of different places. Is South Building usually locked in the middle of the day?
I have walked into South Building before in the middle of the day. Yeah. So I can tell you that it is not always locked. Today, I was told that there was no... It was hard to get an official answer because it seemed like people were still trying to figure that out, whether it was associated with... Because you did have to, like, work around the ball just to get to the door. So whether it was locked for... because of that going on or for security purposes was another thing that we heard today. So I would imagine...
Well, when Chancellor Ford was out prior to the protest, did she walk around the entire building to get back
in?
No,
there's multiple entrances. Yeah. There's a ramp that goes down off to the side, and she, along with the other administration officials, walked through that entrance.
Yeah, because we've gotten some comments as well of, and again, I'm sure UNC officials have gotten way more than we have, but we've gotten some as well from people saying that's a little bit odd, put it that way, that the door of the main administrative building is locked in the middle of the day.
And we have a request into UNC to get an official statement on that, along with whether Folt has a response to the demands and all those things. But again, it did just wrap up, so I've not heard anything at this point on that front.
How many people were at the rally about?
It was a couple of dozen for sure. Okay. It was smaller than some others have been. There was no, especially, you know, we've kind of gotten used to these crowd sizes recently as we've had the demonstrators and counter demonstrators, and as you have the Silent Sam supporters on campus, that can be kind of a rallying cry for a lot of those that are Silent Sam against the Confederate monument on campus. So it was smaller than some of these, but there were still a good number of people out there, I would say, and it was hot, so they were gathering in the shade. So I'm trying to think about the small clusters of people that were standing out on the mall there.
So what is, and we're speaking with Blake Hodge, we're talking about this rally that just wrapped up on campus. What is next? I know there were some people who had court appearances today.
Yes.
I'm getting the Herald Sun report here. Six people were in court. Four people still face charges, and they'll have later court appearances. One person got their charge dismissed, and one pled guilty to one misdemeanor and got 24 hours of community service. And that was the wrap-up there.
And that charge will be dismissed upon completion of that.
Right.
The Herald Sun report from Tammy Grubb is the only thing I've seen from the court proceedings today, because we weren't able to be up there this morning and here this afternoon with some other things going on. So that's as the latest information that I have on that, as there's again more than two dozen individuals who have been arrested as part of this, so there's a lot of those kind of proceedings that are going on, both in terms of those arrested at the subsequent protest and still the individuals charged with the night the statue was pulled down. So we'll still see where that goes. As far as these demands go, we'll see if there's any sort of action or statement from the university on these demands specifically. Overall, still looking toward November, mid-November, and that deadline where the university has to come up with some sort of plan to present to the Board of Governors about the statue overall, and trying to get some information about whether kind of a review of the policing that has been done will... we know that it's happening. Will it be made public at any point during this process is still something that we don't have a firm answer.
Have we heard anything from UNC police about this? Have they spoken publicly? I know a lot of the conflict at especially the last two demonstrations has not been between pro and anti-Silent Sam demonstrators so much as it's been between anti-Silent Sam demonstrators and the police.
Right.
And there have been actions on both sides that have escalated that conflict, and that's part of what's raising a lot of the concerns about the police tactics, and that's part of what's gotten us to this point where people are now issuing some broad demands to the police department. What have we heard sort of publicly from UNC police? We've heard from Chapel Hill police.
Yeah.
We haven't, and they've been very much off to the side in a support role, and they've been forthcoming with statements about their activity. What have we heard from UNC?
Not a lot at this point. There's been a lot of it's an ongoing investigation, so there's a review of all these things. We have been getting statements, after the pepper spray and things like that, saying that it was used to disperse the crowd or maintain control of the crowd, things like that. So just kind of those in-the-moment statements is all we've received so far. No sort of broad sweeping statements in terms of the policing tactics overall and that review process. The trustees of the campus are meeting next week, so there's a possibility that we could get something out of that. No official presentations or anything, but that's always a chance to ask some folks about what's going on at the campus, so we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that. It is important to note, or I guess something to point out here, that a lot of these arrests at the last two events came after the Confederate supporters were gone from the campus. And
I think in both cases, every arrest, right, happened after?
I didn't want to say every because I know that every arrest from the last rally, and I'm just trying to remember if it was every arrest from the rally before that, but if not every, the vast majority certainly have come after the Confederate supporters have left the campus, which has been something that is notable that has developed out of the last couple of rallies.
Black Ops, thank you so much.